Girls Aloud, Destiny's Child, Filth Harmony, or Frock Destroyers? Which is your favorite girl group? Tell us next as we recap this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race UK, Episode 5. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Yay!
Welcome, everybody, to AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here in North Hollywood. Thank you all for joining us who are here live, and those of you who are watching later on YouTube or iTunes, we love you all. Joining me today is my partner in crime, Ollie Dreamer's
who,
here,
me?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi,
my baby
guys.
Girl, Stella.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have a very extra special co-host today. Those of you who are watching probably have already seen her now because you're watching live. But those of you who are listening, we have Miss Pandora Box in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Season 2, one of my all-time favorite seasons. Thank you very much. Just rewatched it on Hulu. And All Stars 1, Miss Pandora, thank you for coming, spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
Yes, thank you
for having me.
I should have brought mimosas. What was I thinking? Because God knows Ollie would have had one.
Oh, absolutely. I would be making them. You should have told me. Oh, my gosh.
I thought of it like as I was walking out the door, and I knew I wasn't going to have time, yeah, so I wanted to get here.
And thank you for being here, because if you weren't here, we would just be fighting. The entire
exactly.
time.
You're gonna have to be the referee.
I'm in the middle.
Everyone's excited in the chat that you're here with us.
Yay.
They're shouting you out. Saxy Roro, Ninetale Phoenix,
woo-hoo.
Todd, everyone, Danny, Ryan B, they're all happy.
And tell us where you guys are watching from. I like to know where you're watching from, because sometimes it's like places I've never heard of.
Right.
And not just in and not just in the United States, around the world. And we're going to talk to Pandora later in the show, so don't think that I'm just going to ignore the fact that she's fucking famous, okay? We'll talk to her in a little bit, okay? And then stay tuned later, also in the broadcast, we're going to be talking about some fan favorite queens who have fallen from grace in the past couple weeks, as well as some breaking LGBTQ news that we'll discuss later. As a reminder, I'd always love to do the little reminder of what happened last week. So Snatch Game was last week. Sum Ting Wong, I love saying it like that, left us last week. She lip syncs against Crystal. Crystal took her home. Sent her home, not took her home. Well, maybe she did take her home. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in those hotel rooms. Pandora can tell us later. Bag and Chips and the Vivian had a tie win on Snatch Game. And then one of the things I wanted to talk about, because we talked a little bit about it last week, but Cheryl Hole voiced her opinion after the mirror, like wiping off the mirror, that she didn't think that they were deserving of the double win. What did you guys, I mean, I don't know if you got to see the whole Snatch Game.
No, I think they deserve the double win.
Double
they
win.
Both were great. So
Ali?
Why not?
well, I think they did both phenomenal jobs, but mm-hmm. I'm like that stickler who's like, oh, I just want one winner, you know, just because it raises the stakes. Whereas, like, obviously in this episode, we'll talk about it. There was another, like, three winners, which is great. Everyone did great. But I'm also, like, I'm just that salty fan who's like, oh, man, I just want one winner. But I would have, if I had to choose, I would have picked Vivian over that. Or Blue.
See, that's what I was going to say. Right. You're taking my lead. I was going to say, if we judge it on the Snatch Game and the runway, hands down, it was Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. As well as Vivian and Baga did in Snatch Game, Blue's runway took her ahead, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
I mean, you have seen Drag
and we
Race
all know
before,
my opinion.
Right? You know they pull this shit all the time, right?
And then, now before this episode, I wanted to do the Ru-Peter badge count. Vivian has 2, Baga has 2, Davina has 1. So that's the beginning before this episode happens.
Yeah, Pandora, I don't know if you're aware. There's no cash prize.
I was aware. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
So that 25 or 75,000 for your season now seems a lot compared to them doing it for nothing.
I didn't win anything.
For a badge.
Just to remind you of that.
You got a Miss Congeniality young lady.
Yeah, at the end.
Yes. And I was just going to tell you, I don't know why you would be watching us before you watched the episode, but if you are watching us before you watch the episode, this is a great opportunity to play a drinking game. Anytime Cheryl Hole says that girl groups are her thing, You should do a shot because you'll get shit faced. Let me just preface that by going on. All right. And then before we dive right into the episode, Ollie, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about AfterBuzz TV?
Well, thank you for putting me on the spot right there. Thank you guys for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. It means so much to us. I get to chat with the most amazing queens every single week along with you guys in the live chat. But if you're not tuning in live, that's totally fine. Like, share, subscribe with your friends and family. We really love talking about Drag Race and drag queens because it means a lot to us. Thank you, Vito, in the booth over there.
Oh, yeah, Vito.
You're amazing.
Vito's with us today.
One of the best producers here at AfterBuzz TV. But until then, you guys, give us that 5-star review on iTunes. That would be really appreciative. And right, if you
absolutely
can you help me out here? If you give us a 5-star review,
you'll be fan of the week. I mean, it's pretty much simple,
right? And we have one.
You just have to give 5 stars. You can write all the nasty shit you want,
right? So. I think we have a shady one too, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the end of the show for that. And until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Oh, actually, no, he's not because he gave us 1 star, so he doesn't get a shout out.
Oh,
okay. But anyways, okay, so, yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. all right, so the first thing was the mini challenge, so, which some people always look forward to this as well, sorry if there were Snatch Game, is the reading challenge, the long-awaited reading challenge, which Crystal ended up winning. I thought it was funny. Did you guys know what Rent Boy was?
Yes. But I actually didn't know that's what she said.
Right.
Because I was like, what?
I don't think that was Blue's problem, however. I think she generally didn't know what Rent Boy was. I thought it was funny. And I thought it was funny that she was like, well, she's not wrong. that was cute. Did you guys have a favorite read of the reading? Someone that you thought stood out other than Crystal?
I just like... how they talk to each other in general. Like, they always are reading each other.
Right,
and telling each other to fuck off all the time.
Right.
Which I think is a term of endearment in the UK.
Yeah. Well, I think here too. Any drag queens. Yeah.
But here's a little bit nastier, I've noticed. You know, like, not, it's still shade, but I feel like they're having a lot more fun in UK. At least I would think.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's not, here it's more, everything's more serious. And there they can say that to each other. Right, and they know that, like, they like each other still.
Yeah.
Respect each other.
Well, I thought it was interesting, too, that at the beginning when Rue is introducing the mini challenge, she made a comment, and I don't think I wrote it down, that it's something that's, you know, when we're young, getting read, like on the playground and, you know, being made fun of is something that hurts, but now it's kind of like the drag queens have kind of taken it and made it into, you know, almost a term of endearment, you know what I mean? Which I thought was interesting that she pointed that out as it happened, as right before they. I hands down thought the one that actually made me laugh out loud was actually Crystal's in the Immortal Worlds of Madonna. Madonna, I loathe hydrangeas. That was actually absolutely hysterical, and I think that's what gave her the win. I actually thought Blue's bag thing was funny.
I thought it was funny too.
Even if it didn't work. But I love that she said, the prop may not have worked, but it still was funny. And it actually was.
Well, and it's a very nice compliment to Baga that she thought her head was that small.
This is true. You didn't see the episode. They did a Downton Abbey acting challenge.
Okay.
And one of Baga's lines was much better, and she so now it's like a running joke, much better. So that was kind of where that came from. For those of you who are picking us up in the middle, you said compared to the US, you think theirs was a little bit. Ours is meaner,
right? Well, everyone,
yes, 100%. It's meaner. Well, because some girls don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
it's got to be funny, and it can't just be mean and terrible.
Right.
Whereas, like, in the UK, I feel like it was very unique reads in this particular episode. I feel like everyone was funny. No one kind of was like, there's always a queen in the US version that kind of drops the ball in the reading challenge, I've noticed. And I thought I really liked Baga and Davina's reads. Mm-hmm. I also think, like, they weren't even that creative, honestly, looking back now that I think of it. But I think they have just so much charisma and C-U-N-T that anything they say, honestly, is, like, going to be funny. They could say the stupidest joke, and yet, because of their charisma and just their naturality, it would just be funny. And that's, like, they're the two that actually made me laugh out loud.
What I was going to say, and I keep saying this, so I'm not really going to apologize, but I guess I'll apologize, whatever. But I do feel like, and maybe you can speak on this because you were in an early season of Drag Race when it started. I do get a feeling, and I've said this before, that this reminds me of the beginning seasons of Drag Race, because when Drag Race started, it really was drag queens that were working as drag queens. Now, so many of them are drag queens because of Drag Race that they don't really understand what being a drag queen entailed from the beginning. So I think that that's also why, because I think you guys' reading challenge was really good, because I just, you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a little more organic because they're all performers, or most of them.
Yeah.
And I think that was the case for us, too, because that's all you could do, really, as a drag queen. There wasn't many other opportunities besides working in nightclubs. Now there is. I mean, you can be a drag queen that just posts pretty pictures on Instagram and does, like, 50 photo shoots a week, which I'm always like, how many fucking photo shoots do you do? I can't even get one done. I'm like, what? How are you having new pictures all the time?
Yeah, yeah. Now, because you guys were probably did season one have a reading challenge? I don't remember. Someone in the chat room, Ali, keep an eye out.
Did was there a reading challenge in season one? Please remind us.
If there wasn't, then you guys were the first ones to do it.
Yeah,
season two.
I don't remember if there was or not. We were also the first season of Snatch Game, too.
That's true. Did you know before you did the reading challenge that you were going to have to do a reading challenge?
We knew nothing
about
the show. Yeah. The only thing about the reading, like, we were given like a sentence that in our welcome letter that said you'll need everything from country realness to executive realness to celebrity impersonation. That's it. That's all we were told. Now they're given lists of all the things, and they have designers make their outfits and all this kind of stuff. That's all we knew.
Wow.
But we did know that we were told there might be something. Here's Paris is Burning. Watch it. You might have to do a reading challenge, which meant we're doing a reading challenge.
Right. Okay.
Danny Green in the chat said season two was the first reading challenge.
That's what I thought. So for winning the challenge, Crystal got to choose her own team for the girl group challenge. And she chose Cheryl Hole and Vivian, because Vivian can sing and Cheryl Hole can dance. That was her rationale. And their team name was Filth Harmony. Based off of Fifth Harmony. There's a little image that I found online. And then the other three that were left were Davina Blue and Bega, who were Frock Destroyers. not a girl group, I guess, but not the same kind of girl group.
Wait, do you know who they are? Do you know the Frock Destroyers?
I know who that is.
Okay, good. And Pandora, you obviously know.
Of course I do.
Yeah. Thank you. So I'm so happy you guys know.
We're not going to delve into that here at AfterBuzz. I will let you all Google that later. Let's just say it's not Frock Destroyers. Okay? So the challenge criteria was each group had to write solo lyrics to the same song called Breakup, parentheses, bye-bye, create their own girl group look, and come together to choreograph a number together. Both songs are available on iTunes, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to download those. I actually did get Baga, Davina's, and Blues.
The good one.
I did. I spent 99 cents this morning.
Well, it's charting.
And it was. I said last I heard, because I can't see the UK iTunes, obviously, but last I heard they were number 3.
So,
yeah, that's the last I heard. So someone, if you're in the UK watching this and you want to jump on iTunes and let us know, Ali will keep an eye on the chat room. A lot of the talk was about Crystal's strategy. I don't know that she really had any other option, because what else is she going to do? Pick two people that are also bad and be bad together? I thought it was smart. I mean, especially if you know that you're not good at those things, to have those two people with you. I don't know what else she could have done. What did you guys think?
Well, I mean, yeah, the same thing. Like, it's like, who else is she going to pick? Like,
yeah.
If she knows these are her weak points,
yeah,
then, I mean, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. Ali?
Well, I think she wasn't thinking, because, in a sense, like, you pick Vivian, who is, I don't know, almost near perfect, and then I feel like Vivian and Cheryl are kind of like opposite ends of the spectrum, and and then Crystal is just kind of, I don't know how to categorize Crystal. because we saw through the performance, no one was cohesive. No one really like gelled together. And maybe they had a good, Vivian kept saying that they did like a good practice run, demonstration, whatever. But it just didn't seem like there was any chemistry between any of them. And like, yeah, they're very strong competitors, but coming, being in a group is different. And I think that really showed that like, there are faults in some of the queens, especially Vivian, who we perceived as this perfect queen. You know, she's so polished and whatnot. But I think her being in a group, it shows that some queens aren't really necessarily strong as group members. And you have to. And this was like, it really showed, you know, some of the weaknesses in some of the queens.
I felt like they tried to do kind of like a, I feel like because they couldn't find something cohesive, they like, let's do like a Spice Girls type thing and just be our own that come together, which didn't work. There's a reason that the Spice Girls thing worked, because those were strategically planned differences. But I just felt like the other group was, I mean, Baga says it at the beginning, you know, Vivian's wearing pink hair. She's obviously the Beyonce. Like, I think they just set themselves up for disaster. And I don't think that had anything to do with Crystal.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I think it's, it's like you said about the Spice Girls. It's like they're very definitive personalities, and I didn't get any personality of what they were trying to do.
Well, I also think, too, this just frustrates me, because I think a lot of times with group challenges, it gets into, like, this play fighting stuff. And that was one of my issues with their group. Their lyrics were just, they were putting each other down. I get it, because that was the idea of the song, was we're breaking up. But what I think where Baga and Davina and Blue did well was, instead of putting each other down in their lyrics, they raised each other up. Like, this is why I'm good. This is why I'm leading.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
That's so beautiful. I just spit in your water. No.
I don't think Ollie's ever said anything that I've said is beautiful.
Wow, that's so beautiful. No, because it's funny. And also just girl groups in general. Speaking for myself, even I find myself like thinking like, oh, that's the breakout star, like that person, they're gonna go solo at some point, whereas in, I feel like in other countries, like, they live for the girl groups, they don't want them to break up. And so it was interesting that you kind of distinguished that from the challenge, like they're breaking up, they, one wants to be the Beyonce. But I mean, I thought Cheryl did really cool. She stood out at least. And I'm like brooding for Cheryl. I'm like, come on, Cheryl, get your ass together, because she's always in the bottom, you know.
I mean, she kind of had to do good,
right?
I mean, again, we all know girl groups are her thing,
right?
If you didn't know,
she did a good job. She was the
but he's even looking at the, they have the picture up in here for us, so I'm looking at it, of the three of them on stage. Just having her in white too also makes her stand out from the other, like, you know what I mean, like.
It just seems like they didn't even just talk to each other about what they were wearing.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just
like, okay, we're ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'm sure they got told, like you said, now they get told, bring a girl group outfit. So they probably brought some, I'm going to wear this. And then they didn't go, well, maybe we should come bring our wardrobes together and find something, you know, cohesive. Because at least the other group, when you see, they did that. So they all recorded with MNEK, who I didn't know who he was, but I do now. Grammy nominated singer and producer MNEK, and shout out to Ian, who did the recording, who did not get much stage time, and I didn't even bring a photo of Ian, so I apologize, Ian. Jackie always loves to see this part of the show. She likes to see our co-host, Jackie. Oh, she loves to watch the rehearsals and things to unfold.
He was really great on it.
I thought he was
so much fun.
Yeah, like, I felt like he was enjoying being there.
Completely.
It wasn't just like, I'm here to produce this, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely liked him better than Todrick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like, you know, it's like, because I'm not a Cheryl Hole fan necessarily, like, yeah, super, you're on the show, great. But, like, the fact that he was watching her record and was like, I like her. She, you know what I mean? So she's just not my thing, but I don't know. He really, really liked her. So, and she did. She did well. So they, Blue stepped it up. They were all worried about Blue. She stepped it up. Davina's whistle tones. Do we want to discuss those whistle tones?
What do you think of her whistle tones?
My dog really enjoyed it.
Crystal struggled in the choreography and in the singing, which we kind of, I guess.
I mean, his face when she was priceless.
Yeah, he was like, Okay, well, all right. Oh. Moving right on. Yeah. Another thing that I thought, and this is something I say, maybe not on the show, but I think to myself in the comfort of my home with my doggies on my lap, is that when they choreograph these things, I love that Davina said, I'm going to do something to make, like, what they did, if you watch that, like, it's shit I could do. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She picked choreography that was simple. And I say this all the time. If you get three drag queens on stage and you're all doing a lip sync together and you all just raise your hand together and snap at the same time, the place is going to go bonkers. Like, you didn't do a death drop. You didn't have to do some Beyonce choreography. It's just... the timing and the simplicity of it is usually enough. And they did that.
And speaking of the death drop, I loved when Bagga said, and Cheryl did a death drop. And, like, it just they just laughed their asses off. That was hilarious.
Pandora, how many death drops have you done in your
life? I don't do death drops. Yeah. I just do death. I just die.
Well, I think I wrote it in my notes. I liked that Bagga said that, and I hope that that is starting to be the... turning around of people feeling as though they need to do a death drop, because I think that's absolutely asinine personally, but whatever, because I'm with you. If I did it, I wouldn't get up. Just I don't do songs that I would require me to do a death drop either. Anyway, sorry, I gotta put my eyes back on. My eyes are killing me right now. So when the Frock Destroyers came back into the workroom too, there was a little tension because they came in saying how well everything went, da da da. I do think Vivian and them generally thought they're lying. We've got this. Like, I felt like that was real. That was you know, really going on. You know what I mean? Mm. What did you think?
I don't know. I didn't catch that.
When they came back in the workroom and they were saying that they said, how'd it go? And they, Crystal and Cheryl and Vivian were saying they thought that they were just pretending that it went well to make them feel like they should be worried.
Well, that's interesting, because then they did that earlier in the episode when Vivian,
right,
the whole team cheered as if they had it all together, and they eventually, by the performance, they didn't have it all together. So it was just quick. It's funny how everything, like, came full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any... I didn't ask. Do we... I didn't ask if we have any suggestions for our girl group.
Yeah, of our three girl group names. From our chat group. Yeah. Well, now's your chance, chat. Yeah. Let us know what you think our girl group would
come up with.
We keep losing members.
Yeah. We lost one today.
Yeah.
Jayla was the Jerry. But shout out to Jayla. She's got her own... She's got sequester party tonight.
Oh, that's right.
We got to support her. So shout out to her. So that's why she left the group, unfortunately. But yeah, chat, let us know what our girl group would be.
What would our girl group name be? Ali, what's your favorite girl group, if you had to pick one? I know you're...
Spice Girls. You have to ask. But I love Little Mix. And speaking of Little Mix, Jade from Little Mix was here. But yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Little Mix. Anyway.
You have a favorite girl group?
It's got to be the Spice Girls.
Right. You can't just... I'm gonna
go with old school, and I'm going to age myself here. But I'm still a Wild Orchid fan.
Oh, love Wild Orchid.
Wild Orchid was my shit. Fergie. And if you don't know who Wild Orchid is, you know Fergie. So Fergie was in Wild Orchid.
Oh, wow.
I saw them live.
They performed at our Pride, and I hung out with them and Fergie before she was Fergie. Cool. And she's amazing. I have a picture of
her. Oh my God.
I'm going to post that tonight. I'm going to dig out that picture and post it.
I don't know if this was a Todd K in the chat said Instink. Wow, the shade of it all. Wait, Instink.
Yeah, we're get it. Get it.
There you go.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Todd K.
It's rude.
All right. So they showed the performances to the judges, and then they did the runway. The category was Day at the Races. Guest judge, as Ali mentioned, Jade Thirlwall from Little Mix, who was, and also judging the panel was Michelle and Graham Norton. What did we think of RuPaul's look on the runway? I love when she shows legs.
Right.
That's just me. I don't know that I love the dress, but I love when she shows legs.
It just always shocks me. I'm so used to, you know, like the floor length. I'm going to wear sneakers or...
You forget she has legs.
I'm not really tucked under here. But yeah, no. I like the top of the dress a lot, because I kept staring at it when she was talking, because you really couldn't see the fabric on it. So it looked like it was, like, placed there.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out if it was placed or if it was fabric, and... I thought it looked great.
Yeah, I think, I've said it before, I think she's looking better than she ever has, especially now going back and watching on Hulu. The old season. Girl, I'm watching season 3 right now. Michelle Visage, girl.
Michelle's look looks cute.
Girl, well, I think Jade's a makeup artist.
Jade
too.
Looks the best. So,
Michelle got a stylist.
And, yeah. It comes with time, but you know, whatever.
Michelle is a drag queen too, yeah, and she was really camping up the drag thing early on.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go through the runway. First up was the Vivian. go ahead, you guys go first.
Pandora, take it away.
I thought it was fun. I like the hat. She looked gorgeous. I mean, she's gorgeous.
This photo definitely makes it, like, I think it's good, but I don't really like how this photo, like, photographs it. No. To me, it just kind of reads very, I just think copper and penny. I mean, like, clearly, she wouldn't be wearing it if she didn't want to, but I've seen better looks from her.
Well, I'm not going to blame the photo. I'm just going to say I don't like it.
No.
I just think she came out and she just looked. It just looked. I don't know. I don't know if it was like the copperness of it. I just didn't like. She just looked very old, coming from an old queen myself, and that's okay if I'm 800 years old, but she's not. I don't know. I just went okay. Whatever.
I think from the head to her torso, like everything looks great, but I don't like it how I don't like the rest of it. Maybe I don't know.
Next up is Cheryl Holt. Which Michelle said was very pedestrian. I think this might have been my favorite Cheryl Hole look, which probably says a lot about how Cheryl Hole looks. But I actually really enjoyed it.
It's a triggering word for me since...
yeah. Sorry.
Since I was, yes, often critiqued not very well on my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was cute, but I think that's it. Like, it's cute.
Yeah.
Like, it's not anything.
It's what I would do for an arrival to the show look or after the show look.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, I mean, you're like top 6 now.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, if that's the best you're pulling out in top 6, you're probably going home next week, girl.
Yeah. Ollie, you like Cheryl? What do you think?
No, I love the hat. I agree that it is a little... pedestrian. No, sorry. I'm so sorry, Heather. I think what would have elevated it if she switched her shoes. Just some boots or something, some thigh highs. I know that's kind of questionable because it's like a day at the races kind of look, but just to kind of like, don't take it so literal as something. Someone brought that up in the episode. Don't take the challenge so literal, but like you still have the hat and maybe just like kind of elevate it with the boots.
She could have had like a faux fur wrap or something that would have like spiced this up a little. But I love the hair. I love the hair.
I do think it was the best she's ever looked. And I think if the fascinator was huge, that would have helped tremendously. I actually like the shoes. Crystal was next. This was, my favorite of any look Crystal has done. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was, somebody was like, I don't know that this is day at the, but it's drag day at the races. You know what I mean? So it's like, one second they say that, you know, Cheryl's too pedestrian, then she comes out and they say, oh yeah, but what races would you wear that to? I'm like, well, girl, no, none of these drag queens are going to the races anyway. So you can't, like, it's like, they can't win. That's my point all the time anyway, but you guys.
Well, I know all about that.
Ollie?
Well, no, I'm just dreaming about this. Someone said, like, she didn't take this challenge so literal, but yet you still see Day at the Races.
Totally.
Unless I'm imagining that, like, someone said that, or maybe I was thinking
I think they did say
that. Yeah. And I loved it. Gave me flashbacks to Sugarcane's look, her My Fair Lady face mask.
Yeah.
And, like, there you go, the face kini from her. And I really do, looking back, I'm like, wow, Crystal had some pretty cool looks this season.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of bummed that, as we'll talk about, like, we won't see what else she had.
Well, we'll see it on social media.
Very true. But yeah, definitely one of my favorites. I also love the green, like, just accent bows, personally. Yeah. I know some people might not, but I just like how it kind of, like, made it pop a little bit more, too.
It gave me drag queen, My Fair Lady. That's what, with the bows especially, gave me
It was
that.
Fun. It stood out.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was, again, her best. Next was Bag of Chips. Missy Bag of Chips. I liked it. I just wanted her to take the scarf and the jacket off. Like, I wanted it to just, because the hair was so great. Like, I would have even worn, like, a black dress and made it about the yellow hair. Mm. That's just me, because I always feel like there should be one part of the look should stand out, and then the rest could be kind of muted. Like, if she was wearing a black dress with that yellow hair, golden. That's just my opinion. But I liked it. It's very bagga. You guys?
I love it. I love bagga chips, too.
Yeah.
I think she's amazing. Yeah. And I don't know. She looks like the one I'd want to go to the derby with. I'm like, I'm going to hang out with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to be fun. And you definitely have several flasks in your purse.
Exactly. Ollie?
It was cute. I think she even had yellow lips, right?
Yeah.
She looks just like a cute little bouquet. And it also kind of gives me a little bit of a Three's Company Mrs. Roper.
A little bit.
Yeah, I loved it. It was cute.
Look at Ollie bringing up Three's Company.
I love Three's Company. You don't understand. I watched that with my dad growing up because that was his favorite show growing up.
Oh, love it. And she had a hard time taking compliments on the runway, which I thought was interesting that she kind of felt like that, like surprised that they were calling her beautiful, which kind of touched me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
She's got that huge personality that's kind of like...
Well, I think it's something, too, and I say this a lot, too, about doing drag, is, like, I think when we put it on, we always feel good. Whether you like it or not, we always feel good. And I think for her, she's always like, I feel good, but, wow, you really like it, too. You know, that's kind of what I got from it. So that, it's always nice. It's always nice when somebody comes up to you and says, you know, that you stood out to them and they like what you do. Because we know that it's not what... What I do is not for everybody. What Pandora does is not for everybody. So when you do find those people who connect with what you do and what you're trying to sell, it always means a lot.
Yeah. And Bag is beautiful. Like, yeah. I've seen some shots of her, some beauty shots, some glamour shots of her just face on, giving face. And, like, I think hearing that kind of also, like, validates that, like, oh, wow, like, I am beautiful because she is beautiful.
Yeah. Next up was Blue Hydrangea with a horse head. I liked it. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know. It was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, so, she always looks good.
Yeah.
She always looks
good. I got distracted from the chat because Nakia said, going back to Bagga, she's giving me drunk auntie who gives the underage kids a sip of her alcohol.
Totally.
But back to Blue. Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. I like that she kind of implemented the horse thing because no one else did that.
I did like when Jayla was like, oh, I feel like I wanted more. And Michelle was like, she has a horse on her head.
True. And then last was my favorite, Davina. Right. I mean, I don't know how you look at this and don't, like, in the workroom, I would have been like, oh shit, put her last, because I don't want to have to go out after that. I mean, this was like perfection from head to toe. And I don't know what Michelle Visage was talking about. I thought her makeup looked great. Don't listen to Michelle, which I say all the time.
I didn't know if I liked the scales on the legs, but when she was walking and the movement it gave, I was like, oh, this is really cool. There's so many, like, small details with it. Right. It's kind of like, you have to really sit there and take it all in.
Yeah. I literally kept pausing my video and, like, looking at it going, oh, okay. Like, I like when I want to look into it more. Ollie, what'd you think?
I just noticed this now about her shoes, how there is no heel. And so that's for the horseshoe, literally. And I just love that everything's different colored, too, because it just brings out attention to each piece of it. Mm-hmm. Yet, to me, it's just so high fashion. And she's a jockey, and it's awesome. And Davina is just killing it.
Yeah.
She's not the dark horse. Like, she's like, I'm totally rooting for her.
Yeah.
By the end of this episode and her performance, her looks, I'm totally team Davina at this point now.
Yeah. Now, we don't normally do this, but because all four of them shared what they were going to wear, I brought in what the four eliminated queens were going to wear for this challenge. So first up is Sumting Wong. This is her. She also did a jockey look. But more pedestrian. Sorry, Pandora.
Drink every time you say pedestrian.
I gotta find a different word, so I want Pandora to come back. So, what do you guys think of Sumting Wong's?
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Next, Vinegar Strokes. We don't need to dwell on these. I actually this. I actually thought it would have been one of Vinegar's best looks.
Right.
With the corset. I don't know if you guys can see the corset. And
That's
there's a thing on her
cute.
Head too. That's It looks like a bow that's in the same material. Yeah. I thought it looked fantastic. Like, that's totally, like, that's up my alley.
Right.
Like, that's what I would have wanted to wear for this challenge.
That would have been fun to see for sure.
And then next, Scaredy Cat. This was hers, which I thought was an interesting take of A Day at the Races was Vote for Women.
I
didn't really.
What is this? It says Vote for
yeah,
Women?
Yeah, Vote for Women.
Okay.
Sash. It's all, like, newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah, made out of newspaper. Yeah.
It's cute. I like it.
And then Gothy Kendall, which the way it was labeled, I thought this was her day at the races, but she didn't specifically say, so I just grabbed this one because I think that this is what she was referring to.
That's one of the hats.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, is when I saw the hat. So it's just very simple black Yeah. The big hat. Just to remind you guys, you know, we love to read The Queens on the Runway. It's your chance to read us. I will just remind you again to please rate us 5 stars on iTunes if you get a chance. You can write all the nasty, horrible things you want, but just give us 5 stars. Thanks so much. So how it ended up was Frock Destroyers were the winners. And then the first time in Drag Race history, Bagga, Davina, and Blue took home a 3-way win. They each got repeater badges. So now the repeater badge total is Bagga has the most with 3, Davina tied with Vivian at 2, and now Blue has 1 repeater badge. Yes, thank you very much. So Filth Harmony was in the bottom, although Cheryl Hole was safe. She got to skate by and go to the back. And the Vivian.
Cash has been doing.
Yeah.
But we love Cheryl. We love Cheryl.
Ollie loves Cheryl. the Vivian. Who I will remind you was the one who could sing, was in the bottom with Crystal, and they had to lip sync to Power by Little Mix. Now, before we talk about the actual lip sync, there's that moment where they leave the runway and the judges deliberate and they were in the back talking. Vivian was pretty devastated, which, you know, Davina talks about how, you know, it was nice to see her kind of be human.
Right.
You know, and somebody said it, I don't know if it was last week or early in this episode, that, you know, they need to knock these ones that are doing so well off their pedestal.
Right.
Because, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, and I've said this before about the Vivian, there's nothing wrong with her. Like, you don't watch her and go, ugh, why is she doing drag? You know what I mean? Like, she's obviously very good at what she does. She reminds me of Chad Michaels. I'm just like, you're great. Don't really care to watch. Like, that's just me. That's my opinion. Sorry. I've been very vocal about that, but I don't care. I know. Thank you. So I do think it was good for her to get a little taste of the having to prove herself and be like, look, girl, you're human. You got to do this, you know? What did you guys think of that?
I'm still, like, reeling from your...
I know. That's what Chad Michael says every day.
Oh, shit, girl.
See, this is what happens when you're not on World of Wonder podcast.
What's in there? Is that
vodka?
Okay.
This is vodka.
Just making sure.
Vodka. I've said this before. This isn't new. Well, I mean, to her, for Pandora, it's probably new. But those of us watching, they know my opinions on that. But, Ollie?
Oh, what was the question again? Sorry.
Vivian's being distraught.
I mean, you know how I am. I always root for the underdog. I like the character or the queens that come in and they're not the, like, celebrity status. They come in like Vivian has been. Everyone knew who the Vivian was. Everyone know who kind of knew who Bagga was for sure. So I think it is also kind of like a good wake-up call for Vivian as well to realize that she's not perfect and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also hopefully maybe, like, by kind of falling this week, that'll also reignite her fire into kind of, like, reclaiming who she is,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then Cheryl also kind of interrupted the tender moment that they were, Crystal and Vivian were having, knowing that they were going to be in the bottom, to talk more about how she lives for girl groups.
I think it's cute and endearing, though. Like, it's adorable. Like, let Cheryl have, like, a good moment. Like, give her some positive energy, because she hasn't got it.
I want Stella to be on Drag Race, because Stella's his drag name, because I want to see if you would have these opinions if you were sitting in that room and you had to hear that 8,000 times from Cheryl Hole. I think your opinion might change.
But maybe it's just edited that way.
Also, there's a lot that you don't see, so they might have just put it every time she said it when in the show.
Right.
So it
That's
makes
true.
It seem like...
That's true.
Or she could have said it 8,000 times.
Right. My guess is she did,
she
because they
did.
Had 8,000 versions of it, so... But that's just, you know, me, just bitter Betty over here. So Crystal ended up going home. The Vivian stayed. And that's how it ended.
Did you like the lip sync or the song? Or?
I like this. I like Move by Little Mix. That's like the only Little Mix song that I have paid for on iTunes.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
I know. But that was one I heard when I was out one night at Mickey's. And I was like, what is this? I need to know what this is. And I went home to it. So I actually listened to it on the way here.
Pandora,
just to
do you
myself.
Like Little Mix? Do you stan Little Mix?
I don't know if I stan. I like them.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're so cool. Especially Jade. Jade deserved to be there because... in the Power music video, she actually has Alaska, Willem, and Courtney, and her, like, backing her up, you know, like...
Oh, now I don't mind.
But she's a super fan.
I retract my comment.
I'm dead.
She was a great judge, though, too. She was fun.
And she's a fan.
And sassy. It's always... I feel like they always make better judges if,
right.
one, they actually know what show mm-hmm. they're coming on.
Yeah.
There was somebody, like, last week who was like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it news? Yeah. I'm like, girl, you know what show you're on? But yeah. It's like, she's obviously a fan. She came on there and had fun with it. You know, and that, I loved her glitter on her eyes.
I know. I love that, too. I love it, too. But going back to Jerry Halliwell, who we're talking about, I'll say it, because Pandora's going to be PC about it. But what I do like about that is that you do get a perspective of people, a perspective of the queens unbiased. So she was literally just basing it on this runway and what she saw in the challenge. So sometimes I do feel like you get a more honest answer and like, you know what I mean?
Like from, like, Jerry, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. From what she's saying. So, but that's just me, you know. Again, who cares what I think?
So glad you finally realized that.
I know. I'm learning. Thank you, Michelle. So into our segments. We always talk, we do a mirror moment. In our show here, because the girls are always getting ready. There's that moment where they're all kind of discussing something, usually kind of touching or something. So this week was about high school and all their experiences with this. And I'm going to try not to get emotional because this kind of stuff always gets to me. But Davina was talking about her high school and how, mm-hmm. you know, how the queer community has changed because she's a teacher now. Mm-hmm. I think. It has. I think if we all had to give, you know, our talk to our young self, you know, I think yours might be, I'm pointing at Ollie, might be different than mine just because you grew up in a different time than myself. And I'm going to put Pandora up there with me. So I think it might be a different experience. Not saying...
That I wasn't bullied.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think it's just a different
place. Absolutely.
All the girls talked about it. They all, you know, kind of gave their opinion on where they are now and that kind of stuff. The other thing I was going to point out too that I thought was really interesting because it's so funny because, I don't read comments. Ollie knows that. I can't go on. I don't read. I learned from Raven, actually, a very long time ago to not read comments. So I don't read them. That's why Jackie reads them. I don't really go to them unless you guys tell me there's a comment and you share it with me. Mm-hmm. I did have to go on today for Fan of the Week. This came up. And I wanted to share it just at this time. This isn't, I guess we can do their Fan of the Week, super. This was interesting because it kind of ties in with what was happening. Mm-hmm. As much as you're catching like a moment of our day. And we get told to come here to AfterBuzz to critique the show, to talk about it with the fans, blah, blah, blah. So you're obviously going to have different opinions of me. We are all human. We've all gone through things and had these experiences, life experiences growing up that some of you guys don't see. But somebody wrote in our iTunes, one of their comments was, it took me a minute to get used to everyone. They're all very passionate, which we are. Not just me, Ollie, Jayla, and Jackie as well. Lorraine Love especially. But he said a great thing the other day about how... Sorry, I'm horrible at reading out loud. About how people are not always happy, that everyone has depression, and that he loves us as much as we love them. It was very beautiful to me and made me cry while I was vacuuming. I'm not going to keep reading. I cried at home. It's why I like to do this. It's why I like, you know, and I think it's, and I always say this when the girls get on the show, please do something with this. Please go out there. Please help the community. Please do something to give back. Because even though we're here, we're doing our bitchy stuff and reading and doing all this stuff, we're human too. And I get it. And I get that you guys, you know, want to lash out at us and stuff like that. But I just thought it was really important to touch on that with the mirror moment mm-hmm. this week.
We love you, Mark.
I'm not trying to boast myself, but it's just ironic that I was there. I also wanted to share, I think we have this, yeah, the National Suicide Depression Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-8255, or the Trevor Project for Youth, 1-866-488-7386. It's important. I'll be there for people, even if you're not out. Allies are important.
Absolutely.
All right. So, quote of the week this week. I'm still laughing about it. It may be my favorite quote of the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise. Was when Ru came out and said to Michelle, "Everyone, it would be like to be a part of a popular girl group."
Damn.
I almost peed myself. So that's mine.
Good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That was it. So we'll give, and then fan of the week, since Jackie's not here, I'll give it to Kingery100123, who wrote the one that I attempted to read. And then also, Max SF gave us 5 stars on iTunes, says, "Fun show. Thank you. Love your show and perspectives. My only shade." Oh, God, is it me? No. All right. My only shade. Oh, this is the one, is that you used to reference Big Brother too much. I don't know who. Did we ever do that?
I never done that.
I never watched Big Brother, so I know it's not me. Finally, not me.
Was it Kenny or?
Maybe it was Kenny.
Or Jay. I don't know. Maybe it was Kenny. Interesting. Very interesting.
I don't know. And then next is Ollie's Local Queen shout out.
Yes. Well, first off, just shout out to Flushit in the chat, said our name should be Love Murbox for our girl group. So, okay. Or the Just Judies.
Ooh, I like Just
from
Judies.
From Aperture Test Subject. Mm-hmm. But I just want to shout out a quick Local Queen. Because, you know, UK, this is the UK edition for Local Queen. So I just want to shout out. I mean, we lost Crystal. So say hello to Meth. Meth the drag queen. She is so talented. So definitely go follow her at Meth the Drag Queen on Instagram. Yeah. So shout out to her. Yeah. She's beautiful. She's awesome.
A lot of fun.
I want to use news and gossip for Pandora to talk a little bit about what she's been up to and what she has coming up. If you want to hear some more Drag Race news, tune into Drag Race News Weekly every Thursday. It'll be on the AfterBuzz Instagram and YouTube, and I always share it on mine as well. So feel free to tune in for that if you want more Drag Race news. Pandora Box, have you been up to? What do you have coming up? Where can they find you?
You can go on my website, PandoraBox.com, and there's an extra X in box because it marks the spot.
Yes!
Ow. And I have a new video out. It's like a horror movie preview called The Channoning, and I'm haunted by the ghost of Snatch Game Pass.
Oh! Ooh. And Vito, I don't know if you... It's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube
channel. Vito, maybe we can find that link and share it in the descriptor of this show. So if people want to see it, when we post it, it'll be in the descriptor below. I'm assuming we can do that, Vito. I'm making a decision for you, Vito. You just said you were in Colorado recently, right?
Oh, yeah. I just did Halloween in Denver at the Triangle Bar.
Any things coming up that you, like towns you can tell people you'll be if they want to come see you? I don't know. A lot of you guys don't know your schedules.
I don't.
Every time I say to someone, I'm like, where are you? Like, I don't know. I have to look at my calendar.
But it's always on my website.
Okay.
I think it needs to be updated. It's usually there where I'm going to be.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much
yes,
for coming
thank
in.
You. Thank
That's
you
a lot for you to come in and join us. I really, really do appreciate it. Ollie, why don't you tell them where they can find you on the social medias?
Yes, guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And Pandora, your Instagram and Twitter, do you know it?
I do, yeah. My Instagram is at Pandora Box, and my Twitter is the Pandora Box, because somebody has Pandora Box, and has had it for like 10 years, but never uses it.
Oh, no.
Hate those people. Hey, everyone send a direct message to that person and tell them to give it up. The real Pandora Box needs that. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And again, every Thursday on Drag Race News Weekly. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and thank you, Pandora.
Yeah,
thank you.
You'll come back again and again and again.
No.
Thank you, Vito. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.